This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to join us here to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking some prohibition-related stuff here, specifically cannabis prohibition. And we know that in Colorado, Washington State, Oregon, Alaska, and I believe Guam, as well as D.C., cannabis is basically illegal for recreational purposes. Although, was it you, Daryl, that had the story about, we didn't talk about it on the air, but there was some kind of headline about how in Colorado now that minorities are super drastically disproportionately being arrested for.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Cannabis. Okay, you did talk about it on the air?
Yes. Yeah, talked about it one of the two nights that you and Mark were down in New York.
Yeah, so it turns out, what was the detail there that police, even though it's legal, are still targeting minorities?
Specifically teenagers.
Because they're under the age of 21.
Right, and white teenagers, the arrests have actually declined. The arrests for black and Latinos have skyrocketed.
So just because something has been made legal doesn't mean you're out of the woods yet as far as these cops. They are going to crack down in whatever ways they possibly can, as much as they possibly can. I saw a lady activist here in the New Hampshire area posting on her Facebook page about how relieved she feels now that she has a card. She got one of the medical marijuana cards from the state of New Hampshire, which has taken the state of New Hampshire 4 years to actually get one of their medical marijuana facilities open. I believe they finally have two of them open at this point, two out of the four.
And I'm surprised they already have one open, because it was just last year when they finally said, here's the four places that are going to be able to have dispensaries.
It's been brutally slow, but there are people who've gotten their cards and they've gotten access to cannabis legally. But
and here's one of the horrible things before you finish.
Yeah.
Is the patient has to tell the Department of Safety or Department of Health, whichever department it is that's overseeing this thing, they have to tell them, this is the facility that I want to go to.
Right.
They can only go to that facility.
So if you are visiting somewhere and you're right nearby one of the other facilities, sorry, you've got to drive across the state.
Or if you're like us and you live in Keene and Keene does not have a facility and the nearest facilities, there's two that are basically equidistant apart.
Yeah. Not
you have to decide which one you want to go to, right, and you can only ever go to that one.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The rules are stupid. It needs to change. We need to have true access for anybody who wants it to cannabis. And, you know, things are moving in that direction. But as with all things in politics, it's brutally slow going. But the point I was going to make about the lady who posted that update on her Facebook is I worry that she's too relieved. Like, she feels like, whew, all the pressure's off. She doesn't have to worry about getting arrested anymore for having cannabis.
No, you've still got to worry, especially if you have a little bit too much.
Right.
If you have
one too many plants.
Right. Well,
or whatever. We can't even have plants in New Hampshire.
You don't have home grow in New Hampshire. If you have used any of your product in the last month and you decide to drive your car.
Are they going after people for, or is there a provision with the medical marijuana thing that says you can't drive?
I don't know if it's within the medical marijuana, but I know they can get you for, you know, intoxicated driving, just, you know, some sort of impaired driving.
Do they have a way to test that in New Hampshire?
I don't know.
Yeah. They could.
But
I mean,
the level that they've set in Washington and Colorado, it's 5 nanograms of THC per milliliter of blood.
Which anybody who smoked in the last month has.
If you're a regular user, then you're always going to have more than 5 nanograms per milliliter of THC in your blood.
And there's been a story out that says that Colorado juries are actually refusing to convict these people.
For driving while
intoxicated.
Good.
I don't know I wish I had some statistics on that. I obviously, you guys know I got arrested a couple weeks ago.
Have you talked about that publicly yet?
Nope. This is the first time.
So I presume you want to talk about that publicly?
Well, it's too late now.
Well, it's not too late now. Well, hold
yeah,
on.
I'm
it's not
go,
too late
I'm
now.
I'm going to go ahead and talk. Go ahead and talk about it.
Okay. Because I'm not your attorney, but as someone who might, you know, as an attorney might advise you, you know, obviously anything revealed can and could be used against you in a court of law.
Yeah. And my big concern was I do have suspended sentences, and I was thinking, you know, going public might make it more likely that those were imposed. But I talked actually to an attorney this afternoon who told me that's probably going to happen anyway because they're pretty good about going over these things in Keene. So I said, well, then I might as well go public. And so this just happened to play into it. What I will say is that they... basically, I pulled into a rest area. I had a monk in training in my car, and we engaged in some sacramental use of marijuana.
No, you told me part of the story was that you were coming back from a trip to Massachusetts where marijuana is decriminalized pretty severely. So had you gotten caught with the same amount of marijuana in Massachusetts, it would have been a slap on the wrist. They would have given you a ticket. They would have cut you loose right there from the scene, and you could have ignored the ticket, as many in Massachusetts have found that they can do, because there's no enforcement mechanism on, at least the last I heard, I don't think it's changed, there's no enforcement mechanism on the marijuana tickets. So basically, there's almost no penalty except for the confiscation of the weed in Massachusetts.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was about a mile too far north. I pulled into the first rest area
In New Hampshire,
and we smoked a bowl, and then proceeded to head out. Well, apparently the Salem police and the state police cooperatively had that rest area staked out because they were concerned about people bringing heroin up north on 93. So they saw us smoking, followed us out of the rest area, and pulled us over before we were ever out of the driveway.
And of course, you guys still smelled of freshly smoked cannabis when you got
pulled
over.
So they told us.
Allegedly.
I suspect we did. So anyway, they did...
How did it go? I mean, so there was supposedly video shot of this, but it ended up on some girlfriend's phone, and there was a breakup, and the video has yet to surface.
Yeah.
That's my understanding. I've tried to track it down. So far, I've been unsuccessful. But what was the actual scene like when the pullover happened? Were you driving?
I was driving, and we got there were, I think, four police cars involved in pulling us over, some of which didn't look like police cars.
Mm-hmm.
They got us with siren on before we had even gotten back onto the highway. And they said, you know, we saw you smoking back in this rest area, and you know, there wasn't very much I could say to that. Obviously, they had. So they searched the car. They did charge me with being in possession of marijuana.
Hold on, before you go on. How did the search actually transpire? Was it that they believed they had probable cause to search because they'd seen you smoking? They didn't ask to search, did they?
Well, they did ask to search. And my first reaction was to refuse. And at that point, they said, well, you know, we did see you smoking in that rest area. And at that point, I knew that they had probable cause to get into the car. So I said, go ahead. That was probably a mistake. Probably should not have done that, but you know, that's what happened.
When you're in the situation, it can be hard to do the optimum thing, whatever that might be, in that situation.
It really is.
And they're tricky.
I was in an awkward position where I didn't know what, if anything, my passenger had with him, and I knew that what I had was with me wasn't that bad, so I was hoping maybe if I consented to the car search, they wouldn't be able to come up with an excuse to search my passenger, which would have worked, but he didn't have ID, so he ended up getting arrested and searched anyway.
All right, we want to hear more of the story. You've got more, I'm sure.
But wait, there's more.
Transpired here, and this is breaking news here on Free Talk Live, so we're putting the California story aside because this is far more interesting of what happened to you, what, 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks?
Yep. When news breaks, we fix it.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free to join us. at 855-453. Also, Skype into the show. Skype username here is lrn.fm. We're going to get more of the story from Rich Pauls. He's breaking news here on Free Talk Live about his own recent arrest, which might have just been a sort of a quick release, but they ended up having to take you back to the station. We'll get into what happened there in moments. But first, you need to know about Freedom by Adam Kokesh. It's a book, and it's free. We'll tell you how to get it here in a moment. You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. At least, in theory. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learn don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the statist paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within, Freedom, by Adam Kokesh, will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. So, Rich Paul, for our listeners who maybe are new to the show, a little bit of backstory, I'll share that with them here, because this isn't your first rodeo with the state of New Hampshire as far as cannabis charges are concerned.
Oh, no, I've been rodeoed and put away wet.
You were put away for an entire year of your life, as a matter of fact, for cannabis distribution charges a couple few years ago. What, 2012, mm-hmm. I believe, is when they put you away
for
that one?
I think 2012 they arrested me, maybe 2013 I went to jail.
Possible.
That sounds right.
And you ended up getting out after several months, only to go back in on a violation of probation, which the judge then pulled away all further probation that you had because you basically let him know you weren't going to stop using cannabis.
Yeah, my probation officer and I basically both said the same thing, which is this guy's not going to do what we tell him. So, yeah. Or in my case, I'm not going to do what you tell me. And they said, okay, well, just throw him in jail for 6 months and then whack the rest of his probation.
Which is actually probably preferable because you don't want to keep getting VOPs or violations of probation. And in order to spend a few more months in jail to get rid of probation entirely seems like an okay trade-off. Depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, a day in jail, I would say, is better than 5 days of probation.
But they didn't get rid of your suspended sentence, so now...
That I'm not sure of.
Okay.
It's possible that they did. They didn't say either way.
Generally, if they end
really
a suspended
sure.
sentence, they'll tell you.
No, I don't think they do.
I would expect that they would.
You don't get a notice.
It's possible that that's part of the probation process. I don't know if that's something that's done through the probation department. So I assume that these suspended sentences still exist.
Yeah,
if
they didn't say in court that it's been, you know, removed as part of the New Deal, then it probably is still there. Whether they'll motion to impose the suspended sentence is a question mark as well. So whether or not the suspended sentence still exists, I would say there's a possibility they did get rid of it and didn't tell you. Probably
I'd
minimal.
Say that's a very
it's
small.
It's unlikely.
Very unlikely. But, you know, how likely is it that they're going to go ahead and try to impose the suspended sentence? I don't know. You had a conversation with an attorney who said they might just go ahead and do that, that they would be likely to impose the suspended sentence. But I wonder what they have to prove. Is it just because you got arrested is why they can impose the suspended sentence? Or do they have to wait until you're convicted?
They have to prove that I broke a law, but they have to prove it by preponderance of the evidence.
Oh.
So it's a curious situation where you can get acquitted of the charge, but then still convicted of violation of probation or still have your suspended sentences imposed because both of those are done by a preponderance of the evidence.
Because now you've been pulled over just a few weeks ago and arrested for having cannabis in your car.
Yes.
You were with another individual at the time, and it was a heroin stakeout that the police were doing in Salem, New Hampshire at a rest stop. So the ironic part is that had you just stayed in the car and continued driving and smoked cannabis while driving, which, you know, some people would say is a dangerous thing to do. Personally, I think that's overblown, those fears. In fact, I believe AAA recently did a study to show that high driving while, you know, stoned from cannabis isn't really appreciably more dangerous than sober driving.
Well, but that's true, but what we had was a bowl, not a joint. And although actually smoking weed may not impair you, if you're trying to juggle a bowl and a lighter, which takes two hands and drive a car, it is dangerous. And so, that's why the cop asked me, why did you pull off into the rest area? And I said, because I didn't want to lose control of the car and hurt somebody because I dropped a flame of burning weed on my crotch, you know?
So for people that are not familiar with the drug slang, bowl is basically the term for a glass pipe.
That's correct.
Yes.
Or a metal pipe or a whatever pipe.
It's generally a glass pipe.
Yeah, there's, well,
a bowl is any pipe. Yeah. Let's be definitive.
Yeah, that's true. So you get pulled over immediately after taking off from the rest area, after having smoked a joint, allegedly, in said rest area. The cops pulled you over and managed to sort of badger you into allowing a search because you believed that they had probable cause, even though they still asked you if they could search the car. And for our listeners who are, you know, you want to take something home from this one, always refuse the search. Because there's no benefit to you to allowing the police to search your car. If they're asking you if they can search, or if you're not sure if they've asked, because sometimes they'll say things that sound like an order, but they're actually asking you, I'm going to have to ask you to search your car. I'm going to have to ask you to search your car. And when they say, I have to, it makes it sound like it's an order. It sounds like it's their obligation. But really all he's saying is he has to ask.
Right.
It's part of my job to ask you if I can search. That's basically what he's saying. But the way they say it, with their hand on their gun and towering over you, makes it sound like it's more than just asking. So it never hurts to say, excuse me, are you asking me to search or are you ordering me to let you search? Yeah. And then they'll have to clarify usually what they're actually saying to you. And if they say, well, they're just asking, well, then you can politely say, no, thank you. I prefer you not do that. I've got other things to do today. Thank you.
So the next step, we've got an arraignment coming in 2 or 3 months, and we're
for possession, just for a possession charge.
Or I'm sorry, 2 or 3 weeks. Yes. Got just possession.
Okay.
I got possession and transportation of marijuana.
That's a new one.
But he said he was charging me with. He said he was doing it as alternate theories, which means basically they can convict me of one or the other, but not both.
This is the second time we've come across this alternate theories thing. Wasn't James Cleveland discharged with the alternating theories thing? I feel like
I think they did go after him two different ways. I've heard this
there was somebody that got hit by this. And it seems
I don't think it was James. If it was, it wasn't for his filming the police thing.
All right, I don't remember who it was, but one of our activist friends was charged with this alternating theories, and it seems ridiculous because it's like the police don't even know what you did. They're just kind of throwing S up against the wall and trying to see what sticks.
Yeah, I call that the spaghetti poo theory of law enforcement.
The toll-free number tonight will continue with Rich Paul's recent arrest for cannabis possession in moments on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype into the show to join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. So we're talking about Rich Paul, who is our Monday night, one of our Monday night co-hosts, Daryl W. Perry, also here with me, Ian. We're talking about his recent arrest, that is Rich's arrest, for cannabis possession, which is going to be an interesting case as it develops because, well, Rich is not apologetic for being a cannabis user. In fact, you told a judge while you were on probation that you intended to continue to smoke cannabis and that you were not going to stop doing that.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, you did go to jail for some time for selling cannabis, which you also attempted to persuade a jury to find you not guilty for. Sadly, they didn't. They went ahead and found you guilty in that case. But it was a little bit difficult because you also had a purported LSD charge along with the cannabis. It was sort of a mixed, you know, bag of trying to get out of an entire drug prohibition criminal case as opposed to just a simple cannabis possession or cannabis sales case. So now you're going to have that case, and the question is whether or not they're going to keep your charges at a Class A, because here in New Hampshire they can screw you out of a jury trial by reducing your misdemeanor charge from Class A to Class B. And so right now they're at a Class A, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you do at this moment have the opportunity to have a jury trial. Now,
so here's a question. If they motion to impose the suspended sentence, Would it be a jury or the judge that determines whether or not to do that?
Judge.
Okay.
Yeah, we've never actually gone through that, I don't believe. I don't think any activist has yet had the motion to impose a suspended sentence to where we've been able to document that. Because we do document a lot of the activism in courtrooms that goes on here in Keene, New Hampshire, although this is going to happen more toward the Seacoast range.
Well, the hearing on imposing the suspended sentence would be here in front of the sentencing judge, so that would
right.
be in front of Kissinger.
But for the actual charge of the possession, that'll be out in another county.
Yeah, that'll be out in another county. I will probably be pro se,
mm-hmm.
but I will have the advice of someone who has graduated law school and passed
Excellent.
The bar, but is not an attorney.
I think is going to be good, because one of the things that I think was a mistake in your original trial was that you never got to speak to the jury. The only time, because you're a likable guy, you're funny, you've got a great sense of humor, and none of that came out during your criminal trial for the sales of cannabis. All the jury got to hear you say in court was that you couldn't hear, and
right.
then also there was the videos, the undercover footage that was taken of you selling the cannabis, where they made you look out, you know, they made you look like you were some sort of drug slinging and bad boy or something like that.
Well, that's
and,
me.
Well.
Ladies, line up.
It wasn't the best approach for the jury. Because
no.
if you could have talked to them, even just
yeah.
up on the witness stand, but as a
yeah.
pro se, you'll get to talk to them the entire trial. Then
yeah.
they'll get to know you. They'll get to connect with you. You'll get to make yeah. eye contact with them.
Well, the other thing is they get to see me operating, hopefully competently, in a very complex situation while being stoned out of my mind, which I intend to be, and I'll probably mention that I am. When I say stoned out of my mind, it sounds incapacitated, but marijuana is not the kind of incapacitating
right.
high that alcohol is.
Didn't Weedman in New Jersey, NJ Weedman, actually admit to a jury that he had eaten some cookies prior to cannabis cookies?
I think
cookies?
He was eating cookies
in court
during the trial.
Oh, I like that idea. I like that idea. Just sit there and munch on cookies. They don't know.
He's really great,
NJ yeah.
Weedman.
And he's getting beat on too right now.
Yeah,
he's got a GoFundMe going, and I was planning before this happened on going down to New Jersey. I don't and supporting him. I don't know if I'll be able to now.
You guys
but
basically both got hit up the same week. He
yeah.
got arrested. You got arrested. And so we're going to continue to follow your case, Rich, as of course we've done here on Free Talk Live. And I know you're going to work on something for freekeen.com over the next few weeks at some point. But we'll get that version of the story out. We could probably clip out this interview and put it up in a blog post as well.
Yeah, if you do that, I'd greatly appreciate it.
So let's see, where did we leave the story off? So you get pulled over leaving a rest area after having allegedly smoked a joint with your passenger in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled over right
it was
away.
Allegedly, pretty good too.
They pulled you over right away. Searched the car,
uh-huh.
and then ended up searching your passenger because he didn't have ID.
Ended up taking him into custody. They said they couldn't identify him, and he did have a small amount of marijuana on him that I guess they had found in the car.
No, the cannabis that they found. Okay, because yeah, that was going to be my next question: is how could they demand to search someone who doesn't have ID? You don't have to have ID as a passenger.
Right. I think it might have been in a backpack that he left in the car, but it did end up getting located.
So now, if there's accusation that a crime was committed, mm-hmm. they can say you need to identify yourself. And the accusation was we saw you smoke something that we believe to be cannabis, mm-hmm. so they had reason to believe that a criminal offense had been committed by someone in that car.
Mm-hmm. And that under the standard of the Terry stop, once they have a reasonable, articulable suspicion that you have created that you have committed a crime, they can either give you a pat-down search or demand ID or both, I believe.
So you both got taken down to the police station, and you had told me that it almost seemed like the police were disappointed that they didn't actually bust a heroin dealer.
I think they probably would have been more pleased if they'd been able to throw us back and go back to what they were doing. And of course they could have though, but they chose not to. So I don't know. I think they were disappointed, but they were kind of resigned to, well, we got something, so we might as well cook it, you know.
They then cut you loose on personal recognizance. You didn't have to actually pay a bail.
Yeah, there's not even a bail commissioner involved, which surprised me. I don't think it would have happened that way in Cheshire County, but they cut us loose directly from the police station. One thing the cop did, which was kind of decent of him, is he actually drove my car to the police station, my retired cruiser, which he said he missed the old Crown Vic. They had a different car, so he drove my car to the police
station than tow it
and saved me a tow fee. So I did appreciate that.
All right.
That's nice.
It wasn't.
It is a nicer iron fist here in New Hampshire.
And my friend actually had a scale and some baggies on him, which must have been for coins or something, I guess. But so they could have charged him with distribution, and they chose not to do that. Basically, I told him I was a minister, and so he had me tell him a little bit about my religion, and then Bud told him a little bit about Buddhism and what he had been studying. And by the time we were done, the cop said, "Yeah, you guys have been smoking it."
Rich, I think you should check up to find out which judge it is that gets to decide whether or not to impose.
I suspect it's Cheshire County.
I would think that it would be the judge that you're having the hearing in front of.
I think the motion to impose has to come, at the very least, from the Cheshire County attorney, though. I don't know if the other attorney in the other county would even, A, know about the suspended sentence.
It's a state charge. It's not a county or a municipal offense.
The county boards are the ones who prosecuted it, though. So it was the county prosecutor's office who did all the prosecuting in Rich's case. But it's still a good question, and we won't know until it actually, you know, until that motion is actually made.
No.
What will happen? Which hopefully the motion won't be made. Maybe they won't find out about it, but they probably will not.
Well, I think they'll find out about it. I would imagine there's at least one skis ball from Stop Free Keen listening to the show.
Yeah, that's probably true. So this toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. But either way, you intend to go to a jury trial if you can get it in this case.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we'll keep you in the loop as this develops. You can share your thoughts with us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free to join us here. The number's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And don't forget to check out Rich Paul's website for the Church of the Invisible Hand. You can go to invisiblehand.church to see that. And did you want to talk about your strategy at all, or do you not want to tip your hand, so to speak, on this tip the invisible hand, if you will,
well,
on your cannabis arrest?
I'm not sure exactly what my strategy will be, but I suspect that it will relate to the fact that cannabis is a sacrament of my religion and that we use it for spiritual purposes, and therefore to prevent me forcibly from doing that would be to interfere with my free exercise of religion.
First Amendment.
Exactly. Yeah. First Amendment and also my right of conscience under the New Hampshire.
Fourth Amendment, I believe, in New Hampshire. Article 4.
Yeah, I believe it is. So that...
I think that's an interesting approach, and I don't know if it's ever been done before.
I don't believe it's been tested in New Hampshire state courts yet. So that's going to be interesting, trying to do it from the New Hampshire Constitution and the New Hampshire courts. But, you know, until I've actually been arraigned and seen the discovery, I can't be sure exactly how it's going to play out.
That's true. Again, we'll keep you in the loop as Rich continues down his heroic path of activism and defending the right of you to put what you want in your own body.
Yeah, so it's Article 4 is the right of conscience is unalienable, and Article 5 is religious freedom recognized.
Read them out, because the New Hampshire Constitution is actually pretty well written as far as the rights that it enumerates.
I'd like to hear Article 10 as well.
That's another good one, yeah.
Article 4, among the natural rights, some are in their very nature unalienable because no equivalent can be given or received for them. Of this kind are the rights of conscience.
Mm.
Article 5, every
meaning
individual...
Meaning you can't trade that away, is what it says.
Correct. And that's very important because Article 3 says when men enter into a society, they surrender some of their natural rights to that society mm-hmm. in order to ensure the protection of others. Without such equivalent, the surrender is void. And I've argued in court that because federal courts have ruled there's no duty to protect, that I have thus not actually surrendered any of my rights. And the judge was like, yeah, whatever.
Right.
Article 5, every individual has a natural and unalienable right to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience and reason, and no subject shall be hurt, molested, or restrained in his peers on liberty or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the dictates of his own conscience or for his religious profession, sentiments, or persuasion, provided he doth not disturb the public peace or disturb others in their religious worship. And I guess what they will argue here is that by violating a statute, you have disturbed the public peace, because every criminal charge yeah. in the state of New Hampshire is against the peace and dignity
of the state. Yeah.
Yeah, the dignity of the state. I think it would be much more dignified if the state chose to rise above being a busybody about what people did with their own bodies
yeah.
and be dignified about it, except that you don't own and can't control the lives of other people.
Here's a suggestion, and it's something that Derek Jay had talked about but never actually done. When they read the charge and say, against the peace and dignity of the state, say, objection, the state has no peace or dignity. So if you just want to, you know, like, play it out, throw it all up against the wall and see what happens, object to the charge being against the peace and dignity of the state.
That actually would be an interesting thing, and I saw that on my very first arraignment, and I remember saying, how does that damage the dignity of the state? I mean,
Dignity?
I mean, getting stoned doesn't even damage my dignity much. You get me drunk, my dignity is damaged. But and that can be seen on YouTube if you want.
And you wanted me to read Article 10, which yes. is titled Right of Revolution. And some people have said that New Hampshire is the only constitution that has such a thing. And true, New Hampshire is the only constitution where it's titled Right of Revolution, but the words or the concepts exist in at least 26 other constitutions.
Huh. How about that?
I've read almost all of them.
Wow.
Governments being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, and not for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may and of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. And here's the words that do not exist elsewhere that I've been able to find. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind.
And if anything describes the marijuana laws, arbitrary, capricious, absurd, were those the words they used? I can't think of better words to describe the war on drugs.
Yeah, these are among my favorite words in any constitution. The others being the first, I believe, five words of the Bill of Rights, Congress shall make no law.
Now, if they just stopped the Bill of Rights there, we'd all be in a lot better shape.
That should be the Constitution. Congress shall make no law.
Well, since we're spitting out our favorite quotes, I'll tell you, I always love Jefferson's words, the estimated prophet of the church, who wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That it is to secure these rights that governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it." And if you're pot smoker, if you're a violator of any victimless crime law, I would say the first step to altering or abolishing this government is stop paying your taxes and show up for every protest you can find. Let them know you're grumpy in the ways that they don't like.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Jeff is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Okay, so I think Mr. Paul there sounds like he's got a really good brain in his head. He probably had impaired judgment, which is why he let his guard down and allowed them to search his car. Hmm. One thing I think people need to do is have a set of rules that you're going to, you know, have like, this is what I'm going to do ahead of time. You know what I mean? Make the decision ahead of time. I'm not going to let anyone search, you know, because you just have to figure out. And I'm not into drugs or anything. I'm just saying, you know, in general, it's the cops showed up at my place in the middle of the night and pounded on the door. And I would not let them come in. They wanted to do a fishing expedition, you know, just where they want to look for trouble. So, mm-hmm. You just have to have it in your mind ahead of time that, you know, that decision that you're not going to allow a search, you know.
Yep, it's true. And, you know, the fact that Rich allowed them to search shows that we're all fallible. I made the mistake when the police came to talk to me of talking to them, thinking that I'd, you know, be able to outsmart them or whatever. And this was a couple of years ago when I was arrested for unsworn falsification. I'd have been better off probably not saying a word to them. But my curiosity got the best of me, and I ended up talking to the police. So, you know, I did something that I would generally recommend that people don't do.
And was there any content in what you said that was useful to them? Did it come back and haunt you in court?
Arguably, they would have been able to arrest me even if I hadn't talked to them. So it probably didn't really do anything, but the argument could be made that maybe they wouldn't have been able to do as much as, you know, the, as
and they also had said that if you don't do X by a certain time, we'll show up to your house with a search warrant. So it gave you some kind of heads up.
That's true as well.
The thing they accused you of, it sounds ambiguous. Like, what is that? You know what I mean?
Oh, unsworn falsification. Like, yeah, it's a BS charge, basically.
We actually talked about this one day last week. I forget what the context was, but basically what had happened when you were going through your legal name change.
Yeah.
The Department of Safety said you need a New Hampshire driver's license, otherwise we revoke your driving privileges, and you showed up to the DMV with papers that said the court just recognized my name as Ian Freeman, and they said, well, we need all of these other documents that say Ian Freeman, and you're like, I've not changed my birth certificate or this Socialist Security card that I don't even know where it is.
Can you change your birth certificate?
I have no idea.
But you didn't have the stuff that they wanted that said Ian Freeman, so you went back the next day with the old name, and they said, one of these two sets of papers is false,
right.
Therefore you lied.
But they let me do it. They let me go back with the old set of papers, so I had no indication
that they could charge you
any kind of issue. Anyway, we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So
you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.